Hello, this is Anil Kumar at Back to the Bible radio broadcast. Today, on our final message of Dr. Neufeld's series on skillful living, we'll walk through the seven great reasons to be wise. So let's go back to the Bible with Dr. Neufeld as we turn to Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 to 36. So far today, we began to discover why it's so necessary for us to make our number one goal the search for wisdom. Living wisely according to God's standards is not just a good idea, but in fact something that all of God's people are called towards. It has ramifications for the here and now and for eternity. Stay with us after the break as Dr. Neufeld continues to walk us through more reasons for being wise in our conclusion of this series.
If you can't see up the road, if you can't anticipate the outcome of your actions, you'll never shun the sins of arrogance, the self-directed life, and using your tongue to slander others to get what you want. And as a result of your pride, endless conflict comes to you. Proverbs 16, verse 25 says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death." Wisdom keeps us from the way of death, from the pathway that so many wicked people go. While the evil man or woman create their own path, the wise man or woman chooses the path of discretion, the pathway that keeps the long-term, even the eternal perspective in mind. So let's review. Remember, we're telling ourselves why we want to make the effort to learn wisdom. First, it's available to all. Second, it's exceedingly precious. Third, it keeps us from rash decisions with bad long-term consequences. Fourth, wisdom leads to enduring wealth and success. Let's read verses 17 to 21. "I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring wealth and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, even fine gold, and my yield than choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness in the paths of justice, granting an inheritance to those who love me and filling their treasuries." Now, I know that some will dispute these verses, but before you do, make sure you understand what's being said. Notice that according to verse 18, enduring wealth is inseparably connected with possessing wisdom. To use the language of Proverbs, Lady Wisdom has wealth. It is hers to dispose of as she wills, and she does not withhold this wealth from her lovers. Now, if we had time to study the entire theme of wealth in Proverbs, we would see that there are times in our lives when we are put through testing and the developing of our character, and at such a time, it seems to us that wisdom and wealth have become separated. The key here is the word enduring. The Hebrew word used is a comparative term. When something is enduring, it is more excellent than something that is not. So, enduring wealth is more excellent than wealth that is not. Let me give you an example of that. In the book of James, in chapter 5, James condemns those rich people who have become that way by underpaying and cheating those who work for them. So by their lack of sharing, they've become rich at the expense of others. And this is what the Bible says of people who have become wealthy by means of greed. I'm reading James 5, 1-3. "Come now, you rich, weep and howl for the miseries that are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver have corroded, and their corrosion will be evidence against you and will eat your flesh like fire." What a horrible image. There's something called a phosphorus bomb, which explodes and sends burning phosphorus everywhere, which attaches to the skin and simply burns into it, and you can't get it off. It's horrible. That's what James describes what happens to ill-gotten wealth. But not so with enduring wealth. It's a different kind. It's connected to righteousness and justice and love. It's seen in giving and sharing and in blessing. It's altogether enduring. It's the kind of riches that is obtained through wisdom. And when we come to Proverbs 8, 22 to 31, we have a poem about the origin of wisdom. For just a moment now, I want to take a moment out of asking the question of why we should pursue wisdom and ask the question, just exactly what is wisdom? I know it's skill in living, but where does this skill come from? Is it the sum total of human experience? Is it time-honored traditions that we have developed? Does it come from observations of what works well? Or is there something more at play? Is it possible that wisdom is actually something that is more than learning how to make good decisions and avoid the bad ones? Let's read just a short part of this section. I'm reading verses 22 to 24. The Lord possessed me at the beginning of His work, the first of His acts of old. Ages ago I was set up, at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there was no depths, I was brought forth, and when there were no springs abounding with water. Now we could read more of that. It's all a poem, and the language is poetic. It says that there is a fifth reason you want wisdom. It's because wisdom is bigger than human insight or opinion. Wisdom pre-exists the creation itself. Before there was anything, when there was only God, wisdom was brought into being. Therefore, wisdom exists in God and not in us. And since wisdom was already present before the world was made, wisdom ranks above the creation. It outranks creation itself, and it is close to God. Here's the sixth reason to get wisdom. The physical universe is an expression of God's wisdom, of His purpose. So let's read verse 27. When you established the heavens, I, wisdom, was there. When He drew a circle on the face of the deep. You see, this is what the Bible teaches us about the creation. It exists for a purpose with a great end in mind. See, the greatest battle that Christians have with those who hold evolutionary theories is not the age of the earth. The great difference is that those who teach evolution argue for a purposeless creation. Not long ago, I had read a report in which some scientists were discovering that there was actually a purpose for having two nostrils rather than one. It was an interesting article, and it reminded me that all things that God has made have purpose. And the sum total of the creation itself also has purpose. It's an external expression of the wisdom of the Creator. And that's why those who gain wisdom no longer live lives that are strung together as the sum total of a purposeless life. If you have wisdom, the dots in your life will begin to connect, forming into a picture, a tapestry to the glory of God. You won't get to the end of your life and say, "I have no idea what all of that was about." See, the tragedy is that there are many people who live life from moment to moment, who seek to have good things and avoid bad things, but have no idea what the grand narrative of their lives means. They don't know what they're living for, and they don't know for what they would gladly sacrifice all. God's wisdom is purposeful. Suddenly, you understand what your work means, what your marriage means, why it is that you refrain from evil, what worship means. You begin to connect things together and see a grand narrative in your life leading somewhere. You see all the details of life, not like a drawer full of endless bits and pieces of nothing, but a slow and careful artistry of a God who loves you, who's painting a picture. And we've been talking about why you want to make wisdom the priority of your life. We've said it's available to you if you want it, and it's the most precious thing you can possess. And furthermore, wisdom keeps you from rash decisions and bad consequences, and wisdom will protect you. And wisdom also is the only path that leads to enduring wealth and success. Wisdom is greater than we are, for it comes from God, and wisdom provides meaning and purpose. Finally, one more reason to make wisdom the top of our priority list. Wisdom leads to unending joy in God. Listen to verses 32 to 36. And now, O sons, listen to me. Blessed are those who keep my ways. Hear instruction and be wise and do not neglect it. Blessed is the one who listens to me, watching daily at my gates, waiting beside my doors. For whoever finds me finds life and obtains favor from the Lord. But he who fails to find me injures himself. All who hate me love death. I've said that wisdom is skill in living, and it is. But wisdom is not, first of all, counsel on how to run your family or how to watch over your finances or how to conduct wise relationships and how to kick bad habits and how to make good choices. Wisdom begins and ends with God. And the wisdom of God leads us to grace and tells us that the ultimate expression of God's wisdom is not in good decisions or even in the creation. The ultimate wisdom of God is in the cross, in finding grace, in becoming satisfied and intensely happy in our Creator. It's learning to be content in all things. It is what verse 35 says it is. It obtains favor with God. So why should you be wise? Wisdom will teach you who your Creator is, and it will teach you who you are.
What a great way to end this series, as we have examined the seven great reasons to seek wisdom. We have been reminded that the ultimate source of wisdom is God Himself, and so pursuing it means walking closely with our Creator. The closer our walk, the more wisdom we will accumulate for life. I hope that today's message and the entire series has transformed your understanding of wisdom. May the Spirit continue to speak into each of our lives and lead us into the paths of wisdom in all situations. Join us next week as we present Dr. Neufeld's popular series in preparation for the resurrection season, entitled Journey to the Cross. Back to the Bible, leading people into a dynamic relationship with God. By now, many of you have probably heard or received our Bible teaching resource called Confident Living Magazine. This is sent once in 2 months. This magazine offers even more engaging Bible teaching articles from qualified Bible teachers and writers. It has articles that are relevant to life and exclusive updates on the ministry of Back to the Bible. The magazine addresses on difficult issues of life and your journey with God. If you have not asked for your copy of Confident Living Magazine, then don't delay. So be sure to ask for your personal copy. Call us at 9492-440070. Call us at 9492-440070. Or send your request by email info@backtothebible.in.